Let me grab that. Hang on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Jeremy?
This is he.
Hey, Jeremy. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Doing pretty well. You said Local Splash?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Local, like people in your area, then splash, like water.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Are you near a computer by chance?
I am.
Okay, perfect. I would like you to just do a search, type in either Local Splash or who is Local Splash or is Local Splash a Google partner, so that way you know you're talking to the right people.
Okay.
Okay, because all the responsibilities for marketing, if you try to contact Google directly, they will outsource you. It's all been delegated to the Google partners. So Google partner is going to be the one that gets your business verified.
You're not
verified.
The only person called.
Right, right. Any time a business
the best
is new.
So far, though.
Well, thank you. That's a good compliment. No, but you know, in general, if you've set up a new business and you're trying to get it verified, they'll usually say, you know, get in contact with the Google partners, or if you're having issues getting verified, then they'll usually send over your information to us, have us reach out for the placements. So you probably get a call from a couple of them. Once they fill that spot, though, for your industry and area, they'll stop calling out, so you don't have to worry about the calls continuing forever, especially if we move forward with it today. They're not going to offer you first page placement if you're already up there.
Perfect.
Okay.
Well, that's the most exciting portion so far.
Killing me. Yeah.
I mean,
I
tell you what, man. Like, I'm like trying to answer every time my business phone rings, right?
And it's a marketing call.
Let me tell you.
Yeah. It's frustrating. I know that first year, it's a pain in the butt. Usually, the first year is going to make or break the business owner, though. You know, they're either going to double down or fold.
Yep.
All right. So let me see what I can do. There was a new in business credit actually Tara requested for you. Did you have any specific questions about the listing or what we'll be able to do for you that popped up when you were speaking with Tara?
No, nothing really popped up. Honestly, my biggest priority right now is cost, right? What are you guys going to take from
me? You're going to be an easy guy to make happy. Tara told me that you were doing Home Advisor by Angie's.
Yeah. I will tell you, you could beat that with almost anything.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. You're easy to make happy, if that's what you're comparing it to.
it's so bad.
Yeah, they're a reseller.
I cannot believe, like, looking back, I'm embarrassed.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, like I said, every business is different, and you go through these trial and error periods until you find what works for you, and then, you know, you double down on that and run with it. But that's what makes the first year so hard, is, like, you're going through without this set plan of definitively what you're going to do moving forward. You know, you're just kind of learning and plus and minus. I don't know if this is your first business, but, you know, it's can be rocky in the beginning.
It's my first business. It's not my only business, but it's my first.
Yeah, can be rocky until you got things figured out. But nevertheless, you know, Google advertising has been the most profitable way for business owners to market and advertise for the last 18 years, especially service-based businesses where you're going to them. They're going to want to look you up. It's just the nature of who we are as people. You know, they want to look you up, make sure you're real. That's why I was telling you right out of the gate, like, hey, look us up. You know, make sure you're talking to the right people. Credibility goes a long ways online. And a lot of times people don't want to be sold. They want to be able to just do their own due diligence on it and look into you and see things that you've done. So obviously you know that. You've built the website up and everything. You know, you've put together pretty much all the tools you would need to be successful. I think the missing link will just be this placement. Once you get up there, you won't have to pay per lead or click or call. You won't have to worry about your leads going to four or five other guys like you do with Home Advisor by Angie's. So that'll be nice.
Mm-hmm.
People can just call you directly. We just make sure you're always a top option for them to be able to contact and see everything. I sent over a text message to you. I don't know if you got that. I didn't hear anything come through.
I didn't, was not paying attention.
No worries.
Local
stuff. Usually I hear a little vibrate or something, you know? Okay. So that's the pricing page. The pricing is really going to depend on what you select. The good thing for you is you already have a lot of the tools as far as like the website. I'm not seeing that your listing was verified though. Do you recall doing the video verification on your Google Business profile?
No, I don't think that I have done a Google Business profile.
Oh. Okay, because there's one here, but it might just be visible to us if it's not, like, verified or you didn't set it up. Maybe this is just pieced together with information that they've pulled off the Internet. Let me see. Make sure this is you. Yeah, this is you. Same phone number, 220 Tibber Street?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely the same business. Let me see here. Sorry, we're right across the 405 here. All right. 100-mile radius is pretty broad area to be targeting.
It's a very rural area.
Okay, let me pull this up.
Vigilant.
Yeah, have you ever heard of Google Analytics before?
Not per se.
Okay, so Google Analytics, it's actually free, but it allows you to see keywords and like how they're trending in certain areas, right? So if I put a 100-mile radius around that 97818 zip code that they have you at,
mm-hmm.
and I just do the keyword landscaping, you know, just in the last 30 days, you got over 3,000 searches for that one keyword, landscaping.
Huh.
Yeah. So I'm not saying you're going to get 3,700 phone calls or anything like that. I'm just saying like that's a lot of exposure.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Might be too much exposure.
Possibly, you know, but yeah. You know, that's why we hire employees.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, so you do have guys to help you.
I don't, but
oh,
I would if I got that many people asking.
Okay. Well, what I was going to say is to start maybe smaller, because if you want a 100-mile radius, we can get it to you, but you would need one of those premier packages. And so your bill is going to be significantly higher versus if we started with just the local packages, which are the last three down, and those keep it within about a 40 to 50-mile radius. So it's about half of that. I would recommend starting small, and then if you say, hey, I can handle it or I want more, we could always increase the ground that you cover. That way it's going to increase the job opportunities, but other variables are going to come into play, gas and travel, everything else, as you know.
Right.
So I guess that's a math problem for yourself to decide, too, or if you want to go that far, or if it's worthwhile to you based on what's coming through there on average. But again, you know, we're not pre-screening these people really. You know, they just type in landscaper, you're there, they can contact you directly. So it's a lot different than like Home Advisor by Angie's, because they do their pay-per-lead program through Google, and then they take that lead that they get that's been pre-screened by Google and Google's AI, and then they'll send it out to four or five people. So it's a little better screened, those leads, but it's kind of a dud because it goes to five guys. Obviously, only one of you is going to get it. You know, you got like a 20% chance before you've even called them.
Right.
Okay. All right. So what I would recommend is this. I'm thinking Platinum Package Bundle. A Platinum Package Bundle is ideal for a new business. It's the very last package down on the pricing page. This one's kind of like the trial and error package because you're not just getting the placement on Google. You're also on the first page of Bing, and all Google's pre-existing relationships or trusted directories, as they call them. So you'd be on like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results, Facebook with Facebook ads. I mean, basically will turn us into like a one-stop shop. This package even comes with a website. But since you already have the site and your business is new, I was thinking I can reduce the rate on it down to the essential pricing structure. So that way you're getting the best package for the lowest rate. Obviously, we're not going to duplicate your site or anything, but we'll just go in there and fill the holes, make sure that you have everything. And then I would lock you in at that rate and waive all setup fees on it. So, you know, you'd just be looking at $299 on a month-to-month basis.
Hmm.
my goal there was to try to make it affordable, but then also give you, or cheaper, I should say, than HomeAdvisor by Angie's, or at least from my experience, what I hear that that costs, but also give you multiple different ways of generating leads. You know, with a platinum package, I know Google alone, just that first page placement will blow it out of the water. But the platinum package, you know, if they're on Facebook, if they're on Yelp, if they're on Yellow Pages, if they're on Thumbtack, if they're on Bing, they use Apple Safari on their phone, you know, all those submissions will be there too. So we know we're not just putting all the eggs in one basket.
Huh.
I like that because it's like, okay, it's a month-to-month service. The only way we're going to be able to keep you coming back each month is if we could show you we're bringing in leads regularly. If I have multiple different ways of pulling in leads, you know, I'm pretty confident that we'll turn into your one-stop shop. You know, maybe you find after a couple months that you just want to focus on Google and Facebook because those are most profitable for you. We can remove the other things and just focus on those things as well. We'll adjust.
So how, explain to me how you'd get me on Thumbtack.
Or Thumbtack?
How your, I guess your service would.
Yeah, because we're a Google partner, and Google verification, like through your Google business profile, is the most advanced, or I should say most legitimate verification service online. It's the search engine that you're verifying with, not these directories, right? So a Google verification is a legitimate company. Obviously, Thumbtack's going to accept it, especially if it comes from a Google partner, for us to go ahead and set that profile up without you having to do a whole other background check or verification process with those companies. So we'll be able to get you Google verified and then submit you to all those directories because they have pre-existing relationships with Google already. So it's just a submission.
SEO, content creation.
Yeah, SEO just stands for search engine optimization. So SEO content is content related to the services that you provide. And so all those directories, everything has to match up with like your name, address, phone number, website, the services that you're being listed for. So we'll actually create all of that content on all the platforms we submit you to. We're not just creating a business profile and saying, here, you know, good luck. Every night you need to update this, or if you want to change a service that you provide because of the seasons change, you know, good luck. You got to go in there and do it. You know, we actually do it all for you.
Right.
You just say, hey, you know, I'm kind of transitioning into snow removal or out of snow removal and want to focus more on this. We'll be able to go in there, change the keywords that you're listed for, but also make sure all the content matches up across the board for your search engine optimization.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Now, what if I told you I already have a Yelp, a Thumbtack, an Angie's?
Okay. Yeah, again, like I said, with the platinum, we're not going to duplicate anything. If we duplicate anything, it kind of causes a discrepancy with the AI portion of the Google search engine, especially
sure.
If like the name, address, phone number, or website doesn't match up. So we're not going to duplicate stuff that you already have. We're more so going to go in there and fill the holes. And then anything that you already have that can benefit from a promotion, like if you already have a Facebook page and we're running Facebook ads, we'll still be able to run those ads and give it its own search engine optimization boost on that platform without actually having to be the ones that create that platform. Does that make sense?
Right.
Okay. I know I'm talking fast. Had a lot of coffee today.
No, you're good.
So, yeah, we won't duplicate anything, though, just to avoid those discrepancies and make sure that your verification is always valid. We never want to get your listings suspended. The only way listings get suspended is if you get, like, really bad reviews. You locate to, or relocate to another area where the address that they verify is no longer valid, or if there's a problem with your name, phone number, or website, that'll actually cause them to suspend the listing because they don't know if what they're giving the general public who's searching or the end user is accurate information. And so we prevent that from happening by having it professionally hosted by a Google partner. We make sure everything matches up and you never have to worry about falling off or not being there or missing opportunities.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's why it's good to have a team of professionals on it. And Google makes it affordable for you because then you don't have to have somebody in-house that you're paying full-time to host all this stuff. At the pricing structure that I have you on,
sure.
It's $10 a day.
Right. I don't know that I'm ready to pull the trigger on this one yet.
Hmm. What's holding you back?
The problem is I'm already spending, close to $600-ish a month, and a little bit more than that if you include some of the other subscriptions I already have.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get a service tapped on advertising right now.
I hear you. In the immediate future,
I will say
there
are definitely mistakes. You know what I mean?
Well, right. That's kind of where I was going too. I'm like, I get in the immediate moment, but if you think more long term about this, like let's think over the next 3 or 6 months, you would actually be saving money by doing this.
Yes, probably, yeah.
Versus the definition of insanity.
Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
Exactly.
So.
I knew you would get that one.
I think for now I got to pass, or at least you got to give me a day or two to consider it. I got to look at it.
I hear you. I don't want to push you into it. I want it to be something that you want to do. I can put you on the callback list. These guys are going to work on it for the next hour and 20 minutes. We get out of here at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So if it's not filled by then I could 100% revisit the conversation with you in the morning.
Okay.
You want to go that route?
For me.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and lock you in. What time works best for you?
Let's do 9 a.m. tomorrow.
9 a.m. tomorrow. Okay. And you're saying that the money is the main thing that's holding you back?
It is, yeah. And you did offer me a pretty dang good deal. You know what I mean? But I've already committed. Unfortunately, I'm in these stupid year-long contracts already.
Yeah. And I worry about that because any time that I've set up a guy, and just shooting you straight, right? If a guy's like, hey, call me back. You got to think about it. They call, especially if they're using Home Advisor by Angie's, they'll call them up. They'll go, hey, you're locked in for like a year, you know? And then it's like, if you cancel, they're going to try to hit you with all these fees. And
yep, it's 35% of the remaining. And this is my second month, so.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And you're already like, I don't want to do this?
Yeah.
Hmm.
They kind of lied to me, actually, when they sold it to me.
Yeah.
Let me show you this.
There's some stuff I'm going to send you here just to help you out.
Okay.
This should help you. I don't know if they'll refund you necessarily, but I do know my guys have been able to avoid that 30% or 35% and get out of there with this information here.
Okay.
It's over. And we're not supposed to tell you to cancel them. You're on a recorded line, right? Google records everything. but because they pay Google a lot of money. Like they're on the first page of Google. They do it all over the country. It would just be beneath the local guys where we're talking about listing you now. And it'll have like 10 of you on it. And they just buy the lead from Google. Let's say it cost them through local service ads like $50 to acquire a lead or 40. And then they'll sell it for 40 to like 5 guys on their platform. When it's like you could just cut out the middleman and do this on your own. But I think most business owners don't know that that's available or it's not available from a local listing standpoint like this. And they have to do a paper lead program with them. That's kind of pricey, too. Nevertheless, the Federal Trade Commission has been on their tail for the last 2-3 years. They've been ordered to pay back millions of dollars just for misrepresenting the quality of the lead, the source of the lead, the likelihood the lead would even turn into a job. You know, there's tons of articles on that. And they've been in hot water, so a lot of times you could just tell them, hey, you know, refund me or cancel me without this, da 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 da, or else I'm going to go ahead and report you, and I can go through my bank that way, too. Sometimes they have to get nasty with them, but that's the only way to do it. I mean, they can't contractually obligate you to pay for something that you never received from them, you know, especially with leads. Leads are all just, they're hypothetical. Leads are not jobs themselves, so it's always paying for a maybe there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to turn them into jobs. So hopefully that helps you out.
They didn't tell me that it was like a monthly subscription, and basically they're using that as your bank. And if you don't, I think I pay, like, for Angie, it's like $450 or something like that a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that basically gives me $450 worth of credit for those
towards leads.
They didn't tell me. Yeah. They didn't tell me that, which means that,
that's
like,
crazy, though, because what if you're
one
leads,
lead
like,
per month?
Yeah.
Then, like, it's basically $20 for a lead on the exterior paint. That means they keep $435 of my money for no reason.
Oh, wow. So it's auto-renewing. It's not rolling over based on your balance.
No, it's like every month you pay them
legal?
And they didn't explain that to me either.
Yeah, that can't be legal. That's actually one of the worst ones I've heard. I mean, I've heard people tell me, I've been here 13 years. Like, when I started working here, they were called Service Magic. You know, I interned at Google, and then they sent me over to the Google partner. Yeah, yeah, it was a long, long time ago. I was fresh out of college. Yeah, it was brutal. But
that's Service
Magic,
the name.
Yeah, they changed the name from Service Magic to Home Advisor. Then they bought Angie's List when Angie's List went bankrupt. Now they're Home Advisor by Angie or Angie Pro. And people, I've met guys that are, you know, older guys and unknowingly just signed up for both Angie's and Home Advisor, not knowing it was the same thing. So they're double dipping on the same lead and stuff. But I mean, I've heard people tell me that it's like a paid balance and then they deduct from that balance, but it never really occurred to me until right now that they're not rolling over that balance, which is really interesting. Because with Google Guarantee or local service ads where you buy the leads from Google, if you have a $1,000 balance and you only get like one or two leads that month, the balance rolls over. Like they guarantee you, like I think it's 13 to 15 leads is like the minimum just to activate an account. I think it's 13. And then it's like, let's say the 13 was like $500, but that month you only got two of them. You know, you still have the other 11. It's not going to automatically charge you next month. It's going to wait until you exhaust those leads before you get charged the minimum lead balance again. You know, so I always thought that that's what it was. But what you're saying is like, even if I just get one or two, they're going to charge me $450 again.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't understand that, because if you're in a rural area like you are, and they're maybe not getting a high volume of people who are going on Home Advisor, you know, maybe they only know about Google and they don't know about Home Advisor, you know, then
Yeah, exactly.
You only got a couple of them to work with, and it's just limiting your exposure, and you're getting docked $450, so you end up spending money, that more money than you're making. I mean, over 2 months that you've been with them, $900. How many clients have you gotten?
One.
Wow. So are you breaking even at least? Or, I mean, I don't.
Oh, no. No, it was like a $150 job.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Oh, my God. Well, that's why that FTC stuff is there, you know. Business owners have been going after them, getting their money back. You know, anything that they tell you to sign up for a year before you've seen it work, I would be a little leery about. You know, all of our stuff, it's month to month. You're not binded to a contract. We're not going to ask you for a wedding ring in order to get on board. And that keeps it honest, though, you know, because if you're unhappy, we lose you. So the only way we keep our customers coming back each month is we got to get in there, you know, and make sure it's working for them properly. And that's why Google's been the best, is because they have the partners in there making sure it's working for the business owner instead of just set it and forget
so,
it.
Like, in my case, if you were to, in my area, or, like, zip codes around me, right? Let's say I do 75 miles. Which is probably more doable for a painter. Someone Googles, you know, I need my house painted or whatever.
Yeah.
Do what I appear above Angie's List, Thumbtack, Yelp?
Yes. Yes. Exactly. Oh, you said you're near a computer, right?
Yep.
Yeah, just do me a solid. Come on, I want you to see it. I want you to see exactly what we're talking about here. So type in painter Boardman for just as an example. I mean, Google already knows your IP address. You can literally just type in painter into Google.
Right, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So painter Boardman.
That's good. Or you can just put painter, you know, either one.
Oh, you know what? I might actually be on Google. Hold on a moment. Microsoft. I'm on Bing. Does that count?
That's fine. Yeah, we do the Bing submission too. They usually pull from the Google verification, so you'll be there as well. But Bing has like a top five. The most valuable spot is the Google spot. We do Bing as well, but Google is the moneymaker. That's where 85% of searches.
Painter near me, I get Angie, Thumbtack, Home Advisor, and Local Painter Quotes.
Wait, what? You're on Bing?
Microsoft Bing. I don't know if that's the same thing.
But. Yeah, it is. It's Bing. I would go to Google, because Angie shouldn't be showing up first on there unless it's an ad. I know on Google they definitely don't show first. Like if you type in Painter, you'll get the AI overview submission, which we cover you for AIO as well, the AI overview. And then you scroll down, it'll say places. There'll be a map, and then there's three top recommended painters. So you'd be one of those guys. It's like K&A, Painting Plus, Alex Paints, Nick.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's all running the it was running, like, all the places you could find.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, if you actually just look up, like, painting contractor, you just want to act like a customer, you know? Just say, hey, if I was a customer, what would I type in, you know? Type that in, and then you'll see the three top recommended guys. Now, underneath those guys, you'll start seeing Yelp, 10 Best Painters, House Painters and Painting Companies. Home Advisor by Angie's is in there. You know, it has... Okay.
Painter and Boardman on Google, you get K&A Painting Plus.
Yep. K&A Painting Plus.
Boardman, Ohio, but...
Yeah, that was odd. If you typed in just Boardman. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I have Starlink, which they're IPS.
You get signal everywhere.
I actually think I do have a VPN, too.
Well, I think it's just because you typed in Boardman, though, too. I mean, they're like, okay, this Boardman? Yeah.
Yeah.
You could put just near me or, you know, because it's going to pick up the IP address usually, and then it'll give you guys closest to you. That have the Google verification and are being optimized. And the great thing is the business owner picks that. Oh, yeah, use precise location is always good.
Huh. Oh, okay. I get L&B Painters in Kennewick, Washington. Love it.
Washington.
Yeah, it's relatively, like I said, this is it's kind of a pretty rural area, so.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty odd that it pulled
that one's not actually out of network per se, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot of businesses like that, but that's the first one. So.
Well, that's the thing with the marketing though, too, is like even they're over there and they're hitting your area, it'd be the same thing for you. Mm-hmm. So like you were saying, hey, I have this 100-mile radius. It's customized for each individual business owner. So you would go into a client interview where we'd sit down and go, okay, you provide this service in these areas, you know, and that way they punch in those keywords and they're in that geographic area. That's what's going to pull up your Google business profile and your information. So you end up getting recommended to them. So he asked to be marketed in your area. That's why he shows there.
Right. Yep.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So it's fully customized to you. That's what makes it effective too. It stops you from getting calls where if you told Home Advisor like, hey, I only want to cover this much area. They're going, hey, well, we just got to get you a lead from somewhere. And it might not be fully qualified because they just kind of broad match their Google marketing campaign and they'll just grab the information
right.
And send it over to you. Like that's what we got, you know, like, oh, this one's Morrow County. And then you get it and you're like, hey, don't do that. And they still deduct it from your, yeah. So with this, it's customized to where it's like you tell us, hey, I only cover these areas. I only cover these services. That's all I want to be listed for. So they have to be in those areas. They have to type in that service in order to even get your number and reach out to you.
Fair enough.
None of that nonsense or paying per lead at all or signing a year-long contract with a 35% cancellation.
Yeah.
I know, it's brutal. It's brutal. But
rub it in.
I don't mean to rub it in. I'm just...
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I think what I was trying to explain earlier will come to the realization, like, maybe once you get off the call or whenever you speak with those guys, it's like, this is going to save you money. And it's not like it was something that you had the ability to do whenever. There has to be a position available within your service area. And then you also have to put content out there, like your website and everything, for Google to even consider you for these placements. You know what I mean? So don't beat yourself up because you did that. You know, hindsight's 20/20. If you didn't do that, who knows?
Right. Yep. Good point.
Yep. So, I mean, you want me to follow up with you tomorrow?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. All right. I got you locked in for the morning, and then let me see, what time was it? Oh, here it goes. I got you locked in for 9:00, and then I'll send you my direct number and extension. If you have any questions, we could always you could always text and communicate that way as well.
Okay. Is that the one you've been sending the links from?
Yeah. Yeah. It's 877-635-6225.
Alrighty.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. Appreciate it.
Hey, Jeremy, can you hear me? Hello, hello, hello.